Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pioneer Podcasting presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her here. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to a brand new episode of House of Kim, where we unapologetically share the ups and downs of our unpredictable life. And just like you guys, we're always trying to find a way to inspire and increase positivity in our daily lives.
Yep.
Okay, you guys. Excuse me. Geez, this little like annoying cough every, now it's like every 3 hours instead of every 3 minutes. So that's good. That's getting a positive. Brielle dropped a bomb on us last week. Literally, we're going to dive deeper into her being assaulted in the Bahamas now that we've taken some time to process what went down. You guys, I missed a whole part of that sitting right here with everybody in front of me. And I was in utter shock when it like, I don't know how I missed this, but I do. We'll get into it. A much needed girls' day with my ride or die, Sean and Shekana, who came to play. It also ended up with some herbal medicine. Not that kind, you guys, like legit natural holistic medicine. And toxic work environments and difficult people when enough is enough. We'll tackle this and more on this week's bonus segment, Safe Space with Kim and Croy.
So, Brielle, I guess we should start by first acknowledging that last week when Brielle kind of mentioned it, she kind of just slid it in to the conversation.
Wait, let's start back by saying that Brielle tells me everything. I know when she pees. I know when she poops. I know when she breathes. I know when she doesn't feel like she is. I know everything about Brielle. I had no idea about this. And I'm not sure if it's because everybody was like just drinking the whole trip.
Yeah, I think so. They weren't very coherent for most of the trip. They handled it within their group, they said, and didn't want it to really affect the weekend. I guess the kid who made the mistake, like she said, is a very nice kid. If you guys did not hear last week's episode, we're talking about how Brielle was sexually assaulted in the Bahamas. But she just slid it into the conversation. And you might have been reading through the notes or kind of game planning that conversation when she just kind of mentioned it. And you said that you didn't realize that he had actually physically...
I thought he just lifted up her shirt.
Right.
And so that's all I heard. And I don't know if it's because like Ethan and Zach and everybody was kind of like talking.
Yeah. But you missed the whole part where she actually...
I asked my assistant, Nikki, like, how could I have missed it? She's like, I could very easily see how you missed that.
Right.
Like, but I totally missed it. And so it wasn't for like another 2 days or something when Croy brought it up to Brielle in the kitchen. And I was like, wait, what'd you say? And he was like sucking on her nipple.
Yeah, on her breast. Yeah, he lifted her shirt, latched on. Like Ethan said was, you know, comically, he was saying, you know, the guy was searching for milk. That's how crazy it was. But like, latched on.
I thought,
you know, put his mouth on her,
absolutely fucking
on
disgusting.
Her breast and had it on for quite some time, long enough to where she froze and again had to reach and grab
what a fucking asshole.
Her friend's arm. And then the girl realized, her friend realized what was happening and then helped Brielle. Like, I think she hit the guy in the head or something, was like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, kind of deal.
All the guys threw him out. But I just missed that part and I was like, oh my God. I mean, I'm sure this happens to a lot of people every single day.
You say one in four women, I think, or one in three now, will experience some form of sexual assault in their lifetime. One in three women, I think.
That's absolutely just mind blowing.
And
might sad.
Even be worse now. I don't know. Maybe it's an old stat, but I know it's way too large and just unacceptable. And again, I was so shocked by Brielle. Two ways. One on how she kind of was able to, I guess, compartmentalize it. She didn't let her bother her. You know, she's like, mistakes happen, life happens. You know,
I guess she like she said, she knows this guy. She's known him for a year and a half. He's like a really nice guy,
yeah.
And supposedly not. Obviously, he's not a fucking nice guy now.
Right.
So this was like totally out of character.
Right.
But still totally unacceptable.
Yeah. I don't want to put like degrees on assault, you know, because assault is assault, and there's a line that's been crossed. And in my opinion, once you cross that line, it doesn't matter whether you crossed it a foot or you crossed it 100 feet. You did something to somebody that has and is going to impact them. But it could have been significantly worse had she maybe been alone with him, or who knows, you know, like just a very scary an unfortunate situation. So, but I want to hear your take on kind of like, as a woman, I mean, you've never mentioned anything to me that anybody has ever done inappropriate to you that's ever been assaulted. If maybe you blocked it out as a child,
I'm sure,
or something.
I probably did. I mean, I can't recall right this second.
Yeah.
But I definitely have been in situations
that are scary or
with creepy ass people.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what do you do?
I just think that, I mean, I'm a lot more aggressive than Brielle is,
sure.
And bigger. You know, Brielle's only little 5'2",
yeah,
5'3",
yeah.
Whatever. I'm at 5'8", and I think that makes a difference. Like, I just start fucking swinging. But, you know, I'm a little bit...
Well, sorry to cut you off, but I asked
her,
she said she froze.
Well,
like,
because,
she literally froze.
Yeah, because it's like...
It's like a shock.
Like, wait, what the fuck? And then
yeah,
I'm sure she was drinking, too, so she was just like... trying to process it.
Right.
And then there's all these big guys, Ethan, Tommy, and they just threw the fucking guy out. Like, there was all these people around.
Oh yeah. No,
so
it was
taken care of very quickly. But yeah. I feel like too, we needed time as a family to kind of discuss privately with Brielle to make sure that she was okay, not just in front of two of her best friends here at the podcast, because
yeah,
that was like,
no, I, you know, she was on the spot per se. I was a little bit surprised that she actually mentioned it there. But again, I think that goes to show how, you know, she's a very mentally strong girl. She's very stable girl.
She
handled it in the way that Brielle wants to handle it. And she said, basically, you know, mistakes happen. I'm not excusing his behavior, nor am I promoting his behavior. But I got to a place of understanding kind of the situation, the environment that we were in. It was loose. It was fun. And an accident happened. And it's not a reflection of who he is. You know, she's known him for
some
time.
He's never fucking allowed here. I do know who it is, because you guys know that I was going to find out who it was.
Yeah.
We do know who it is. And I've actually never met this person.
No, neither have I.
And I never will.
Yeah.
So regardless of anything, I just, like I told Brielle, knowing that somebody can do this means he's probably capable of just about anything.
Right.
So just keep that in the back of your mind.
So you can never recall a situation where anybody like physically, like even like inappropriately kissed your neck or like grabbed your ass.
I feel like guys are just gross sometimes. Like just gross. Like guys are always trying.
Right. I'm sure you've had your butt grabbed in like a club or.
Yeah. Guys are, babe. You guys are, you're not, but guys are gross. Like they're pretty wild. They're pretty aggressive. They're,
right.
You know, always kind of.
So why do you think that has anything to do with maybe a woman giving a guy mixed signals? Like maybe she's doing something that
I don't
he
think that we could ever give a signal that would say, put your fucking hands on my tits or ass or vagina, whatever.
You don't think so?
Like I don't think there's ever a sign. Like if, you know, I think people are aggressive. I think men can be very aggressive. I think men can, you know, definitely push the envelope per se.
Right.
Yeah. I've definitely been around aggressive people.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, and so how what did you do? Did you have to get a friend's help? Do you remember? Do you recall?
I'll have to think about
some
situations for sure. But I mean, I told you about the situation that when I was going to my orthodontist, I was like 13 years old. I walked to my orthodontist because it was fairly close to my house. It was actually a house and that he like redid into an office or whatever. And so there was two guys that I went to school with that lived on the corner.
Yep.
And African-American guys. I'm just thinking about that makes me kind of laugh because they were pretty funny, but this wasn't funny. I was like going to the orthodontist and they're like, "Hey, Zolciak," out the window. And he threw his huge penis out the window. And I was like, "Oh my God." Like I took off running to the fucking orthodontist, which was only 10 feet like past their house.
Right.
I will never forget that as long as I live. Obviously I wasn't physically touched, but I just was like, that is fucking so
it's still a form
like,
of
inappropriate.
Of assault.
But
yeah,
as far as just, I think people in general. I've never been in a situation where somebody forced themselves upon me where I was, you know, I don't think anything like that, but I think people, guys definitely try.
What do you think helps? What do you think has made you the 2 out of 3 and not the 1 out of 3? Why are you like? Have you always just kind of guarded yourself?
Luck? No, I think you just didn't put yourself wrong place, wrong time. It was a lot of the situations where people end up assaulted for sure, just wrong place at the wrong time, kind of thing. But I don't like as much as I want to jog right at night by myself. There's no fucking way,
right?
Even though we live in a gated community, I'm just not going to do it.
You just never know. Who's in the neighborhood.
I think like Brielle doesn't really. She's always surrounded by a bunch of people. I think situations can happen when it's more like one-on-one, meaning like if you're, you know, seeing somebody and you go back to their house to watch a movie, situations like that can get more aggressive. Yeah. Or jogging at night by yourself, or even fucking during the day nowadays. Like, I think, you know, the more attractive you are, people's minds go.
Is that what it is?
I think. They just
can't help themselves.
I think they find something. Like if you see a girl running, a pretty girl running down the road with her boobs going up and down, right? She's not like with her sports bra on, right? Because my boobs jiggle when I run.
Right.
Like a guy may happen to drive by and he may not be like an aggressive person, but something in his brain
triggers him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about this shit and I don't want to get into it or invalidate anybody that's been through this stuff.
Of course.
I definitely, for my daughter, if I was there, he would have been fucking done. I would have beat the living shit out of him for sure.
Yeah.
And like not thought twice. But I know that I'm like a feisty person.
Yeah.
And so I think Brielle was probably in shock because she's never been in that situation before. And as she's getting older, I mean, like she hangs out with all of her best friends. I mean, she hangs out with Zach every day and Ethan. And we have the same, she has the same group of friends for the last, you know, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
No, longer than that, I guess, because during high school. So a long time. And so she trusts them. And so she can kind of let her guard down.
Right.
And this kid, like she said, she's known him for 1.5 years. The people that he hangs out with aren't the best. I found, you know, I don't think one of the people that he hangs out with in particular is probably why he does what he does.
Because
this guy also thinks he can do the same. And he's quite a bit older than him.
Right.
In his 40s, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So we talked to Brielle, you know, to make sure she was like, okay, not just okay, because we were on the podcast in front of two of her friends. And, you know, she is okay. She's moved on. But Brielle and I are very similar, where you just kind of block things out and you move on, you know, but I think Brielle in the future needs to really think about, and we should talk about, you know, because we didn't get into all that, but what you would do if this happens again, something like that, or, you know, what should you do?
Right.
If she was alone, you know, like, I mean.
Yeah. And I want to ask her too, and I will. We talked a lot about in previous podcasts how that gut feeling. Remember that article that lady had written? It was a story about how this guy was nice to her, met her at the store, offered to carry her groceries in to her home, and she had full arms, lots of these kids, but he seemed like a very nice guy. And the instant that he approached her, she said she got this feeling that something was wrong. But she was like, no, it's, you know, like she instantly tried to like push it down, ignore it. You know, she needed help or whatever. And he had the groceries and basically pushed her into her house, took the groceries in, assaulted her in her house. And she had remembered at the time, Oprah Winfrey had been running a special a couple years maybe before. And there was a specialist on there basically saying, never let your perpetrator or your attacker take you to the second location.
Right.
If you leave the first location, your chances of survival or basically your chances of escaping the situation become slim to none. That clicked in because she had thought about, do I fight this? Do I just not fight it? Maybe he'll leave me alone, blah, blah, blah. And he basically assaulted her in her home, was trying to drag her out and get her in his car. And that's when she just, you know, she lost it and was screaming and fighting. And a neighbor ended up hearing kind of the commotion. I think she lived maybe in a little more rural area, but somebody heard the commotion and came to her aid or whatever. And the guy saw the guy coming or whatever and got in his car and sped off. And she was saved from getting taken to a second location. But, you know, that obviously wasn't what Brielle was in the situation. But I just wonder, and I revert back to that question, where did she get like a funny feeling maybe that day or while she was sitting there, like something was off or something was just kind of, you know, like the energy was fine. Everybody was dancing, having a good time, drinking, cutting up. And then all of a sudden, did the energy just get weird right before it happened? Or Like, could she have, like, paid attention to that feeling, you know, that gut, that signal that we get?
I don't think you, when you're, you know, you're drinking and your vibration is lowered by alcohol, as people say.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she probably didn't get that feeling.
No, I don't think so. I just think, you know, you're more just having a good time and relaxed, and you should be able to do that with your friends. Like, it's just really inappropriate. Yeah. So, anyways, you guys, with so much going on the past couple of months, I mean, well, hell, who are we kidding? The past year, I had a much needed girl's day with my ride or die, Shawn. If you guys remember her, Shawn Melson, she was on Housewives and Don't Be Tardy, and we've been friends for, she was my stylist for a while. We've been friends for KJ's 10, probably 12 years. She's like the kind of person where, like, if I robbed a bank, she'd be the getaway car. Or if I called her and was like, hey, I'm on the side of the road, I need you right now, she'd be there in 2 seconds. She's that kind of friend. And I don't have many of those. So we went and got pedicures, and then we came home. And it's funny because she, you know, we're getting older, Shawn and I. Like, I mean, I was, you know, maybe 29 when I met her, 30 at best.
Yeah.
She said at the nail salon, I said, you cried at my wedding. I'll never forget it. You've never fucking cried ever in my, like, in front of me ever before. She's like, I haven't cried since. And I said, she's like, how long have you been married? I said, well, do the fucking math. She's like, wait, when did you get married? I was like, Shawn, 11, 11, 11. She's like, oh my God, that's right. Oh my God, it's going to be 10 years. She's like, I ain't cried in 10 years. Ha ha. And she was like, funny, but because she's not a very emotional person.
Yeah.
So we got pedicures, came home. And what I was saying about getting older was, I lost my train of thought. She's like, Kim, my back was killing me. Like, I didn't even know what to do with it because my own back was killing me. My neck was kind of out of whack. And I was like, me too, girl. She's like, we're getting fucking old. She's like, Shekana.
Well, Shawn, can I pipe in here where she's not maybe, she's not like a health conscious person. She
doesn't even drink water.
She loves her candy, doesn't drink water, loves Coke.
Yeah.
I don't think, she doesn't eat like, bad.
No, she
per
doesn't
se,
eat bad. But she's like,
she just runs, goes.
She had two oranges, a peanut butter cup, and a pack of Lorna Dunes at the fucking nail salon. So anyway,
she just doesn't slow down. She doesn't stop.
She just goes, goes.
Her only source of fuel is sugar, and that's it. You know, no water.
No water.
Yeah.
And I've been working on her drinking water for all the 12 years that I basically have known her, because I drink quite a bit, but she's just not going to do it. I bought her Crystal
Light.
She
can't stand the taste of it.
She just can't. There's no fucking taste.
That's what I say too. I don't understand that.
Like, but she looks great, so I don't. Anyways, it's working for her.
She needs to try some Crystal Light.
I've done it. I've tried everything with her. No, she won't do it.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, she said her back was killing her. And Shekana, if you don't know who Shekana is, she's actually been a friend of mine for a million years, it seems too. And she was Tiny, T.I.'s wife's best friend for many years. She was on their show and all that good stuff. Anyway, she's like one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. She will do anything for anyone, and this is a prime example. So Shawn says, Shekana introduced me to this guy. I think he has a doctorate or something. I don't know the whole story.
Herbalist.
Yep. Okay.
Herbalist.
And so he gave me this like cream / oil to put
like
on
a
my
salve
back.
Almost. Yeah. Kind of like a
and to put on my back, and I didn't have pain for 2 weeks until yesterday. And I said, well, how many times did you put it on? She's like, once. And I'm like, Shawn, what the fuck? So I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Like, does it help? Because just last weekend, my back was out of whack. Croyd rubbed it. He put Icy Hot on it. We tried everything. Icy Hot actually was the only thing that worked.
Yeah.
So weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. She said it's amazing. And I'm supposed to be drinking this stuff that Shekana told me to drink that this herbalist makes, but it smells so bad. I just can't do it. And I'm like, Shawn, if somebody gives you something, you need to actually drink it. Like, if you're putting this stuff on, it helped you that much. Can you imagine when you ingest something, like how good it's going to be for you? She's like, I'm calling Shekana right now. So she calls Shekana and she's like, Shekana, tell Kim about Dr. BG.
And his stuff.
And his stories, all his stuff.
Yeah.
Shekana said, girl. And I was like, what? She said that he had a patient that had fibroids for like many, many years and could not get rid of them. She drank this tonic, put this cream on her belly, I think from head to toe, actually. And they were gone in like 18 days, completely gone from her body. Never had another one again.
Insane.
There was a patient that had breast cancer.
Yeah.
And she went and had x-rays and they found 6 tumors. I think he said the left.
Mammogram, I think.
I ended up asking him to like elaborate. Yeah,
could
mammogram was an x-ray.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, the reason why I said him is because when he got to my house, which I'll tell you about, I asked him to further elaborate on this story. And so anyways, there was 6 like lumps or whatever in her left breast. Mm-hmm. And so she went to see Dr. BG, and he gave her this tonic to drink and this salve or what have you, cream to put on her breasts, her entire body, for 2 straight weeks. Mm-hmm. And she was getting ready to start chemo, and they did another like mammogram to like look.
To target the stuff.
Target the stuff and look at everything, and everything was gone.
Yeah.
And they walked into the room and said, we have good news and bad news, right?
Yeah.
And what did they say?
She says, you know, what do you want first, basically? And she's like, well, I'll take the bad news first. And he says, well, you know, we showed you the wrong mammograms. We're sorry about that, basically. And then the good news is you don't have cancer. So, you know, like the bad news is we tricked you and we stressed you out for no reason. And the lady's like, no, I had it. I took this stuff. And they're like, there's just no way. Like, what do you mean? What did you take? Like, what'd you do? And she's just like, I can't really tell you because he wants to stay under the radar. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Conspiracy theories, a lot of these herbalist guys, and there's been some that are pretty famous from foreign countries that claim they find, you know, some natural herbal things to cure some major serious diseases like cancer or HIV or things like that. Mm-hmm. And then they end up dead 2-3 months later.
Right.
And 100%. Coincidence or not, it's kind of weird. He doesn't want to go through that, you know, and his idea, and
it's only word of mouth.
Yep. His theory is that basically Big Pharma wants us sick, right? They want us sick because
take
when
another
we're sick,
pill
we make
for that
more
pill
money.
Because that right. pill's not working, so let's take two more pills.
Yep. And so when we're sick, they make more money. They make billions of dollars on the sale of drugs. And so they don't want us to find cures for things. They don't want us to remove cancer. I mean, cancer is $1 billion industry. It really is. People profit off of cancer, like massively profit off of cancer. Mm-hmm. So
Dr. BG's been around for a gazillion years here in Atlanta. And I'm just now finding out, which is funny because about a week and a half ago, I was like, God, I don't know why. I know COVID doesn't, you know, you don't have energy with COVID, a lot of fatigue, headaches and all that. And I was like, God, I just like want to feel like normal. I just want to like go back to pre-COVID, which I still didn't have a whole bunch of energy. I definitely have noticed like a decline in my energy levels prior to COVID. And my prayers get answered pretty quick these days, thankfully. So I said, okay, Shekinah. She told me about helping this guy who had diabetes and couldn't get an erection, and his blood pressure medicine, I guess, was doing it or something like that. And he put the salve or whatever and drank the tonic or whatever. And he's not had a problem since. And it's been like 18 months. Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, hook me up, girl. And she said, okay. Shekinah lives like by the airport or something. Yeah. Like she was down in Miami Circle or something, like, which is like an hour from my house. And I said, well, okay, we'll meet you. Just let me know. So she calls him. Puts us on the phone. He's like, I'll make it happen. Just let you know, Shekinah, you call, I'm there wherever you want to meet. So then I'm like, Shekinah, I'm going to send my assistant to come meet you. Shekinah's like, no, he needs to look at you, touch your hand. You need to meet him yourself. And Sean's like, I hadn't seen my best friend in so long. She had COVID and Sean had COVID. And so we're not fucking going anywhere. Come all the way up here. And I was like, Sean, you can't ask her to do that. And Shekinah's like, I'm on my way and I'm bringing Dr. BG with me. And I was like, oh, I was like, I still can't believe they drove over an hour to this house.
Yeah.
Shekinah pulls up. Sean and I were waiting. We were dancing on the front porch. Like, Shekinah will give you literally the shirt off her back. She's, I kid you not, one of the nicest people I know. So they come in and I was sitting down and Dr. BG kind of grabbed my hand. He's like, a lot of scar tissue. And I was like, yeah, babies and all that good stuff. And he said, all right. So basically he gave me that drink, the tonic, and he gave me the salve or whatever it is. And then he went on to Brielle and DeCroix. And so Shekinah says, all right, you guys, everybody. Now they already warned me that this is the worst tasting shit you will ever put in your mouth. Okay. And I can drink just about anything prior to the twins. And then for whatever reason, like I used to do wheatgrass every day. And then after the twins, like my stomach I just can't even smell stuff. So Shekinah's like, get the solo cups, Kim. So I break out the solo cups. There's like 10 people in our house. Shekinah brought somebody with her. Doctor brought somebody with him. You know, me, Sean, everybody was there.
Yeah.
So we fill up a solo cup, like 2 ounces full of this tonic, right? Wow. tastes like straight ass or something. It is.
Like for real. Like
it is the
eggs.
Worst thing I put down my throat every morning, and it is the best thing that has literally changed me in less than a week. I have so much more energy than I've had in 5 years.
Yeah.
Kid you not.
Yeah.
No, like so much energy. I've gotten more done in the last 4 days than I've gotten done in 4 years, I feel like. I swear to God, you guys, I shit you not. So I told him how my back is like bad, you know? And so he looked at it and told Croy to put the salve on or whatever. The next morning I woke up, you guys, and my back and stomach were not bloated. My stomach was completely flat. My back was like no inflammation. It's pretty mind blowing. Like, I think this stuff is pretty incredible. You have to just wipe it on real quick with one wipe and like throw your hand out to like the air to like rid of toxins and rid of stuff. Mm-hmm. Instead of Sean's like, I was rubbing it on my belly and in circles. He's like, and he's like, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. So it was kind of funny. But it's like a, it's like a harder substance that kind of almost like a coconut oil texture, and then it turns into like an oil.
Right.
Anyways, we are, again, you guys, we are not doctors, just sharing an interesting perspective from a very highly educated alternate source.
Yeah.
So just want to put that out there.
But so again, he you know, his claim, and he walks the talk for real. If he talks it, he's doing it. He's doing, you know, everything that he is saying, he uses himself.
He's
to
almost
keep himself
80.
Healthy.
He's almost 80. And he was showing me how his knees and his whole body work so great. He was like break dancing in my kitchen and got lower than I could ever get in my life. Okay.
Yeah. Basically, he says, like, if you do the research, right? Like, what was used decades ago to heal us, and cancer rates were so much lower, and just the amount of vaccines our kids had to get were so much lower, and just all the things that have transpired over the last decades because of these big pharma industries and what they push, and all the products that they help you feel better with, whether it's a pill or whatever, it's all petroleum based. And so you're ingesting these petroleum products, and there is scientific research. I don't know the article. If I can cite it, it'll be in the description below this podcast. But scientific evidence recently just came out that we have ingested so much petroleum plastic products that some of them cannot, our bodies will never ever be able to break down, like, at all. And so they just continue to accumulate in our bodies, inside of our bloodstream, inside of our cells, inside of our body. And we are seeing a rapid decline in our fertility, women and men, to the point where they feel like if we continue on the trajectory that we're at, this study that the scientists did, that we could be sterile somewhere, I think it was 2140-ish, so like a completely sterile species, the human race would be,
that's
like, we
scary.
Wouldn't be able to reproduce because of all of this accumulating plastic. And so, but all those things that accumulate, all those toxins, all that, that's what causes the pain in your back, the inflammation, the cancer, the, you know, the sickness, the fibroids, everything. That's what is causing all this. So when you go to, you know, you get sick and you go to the doctor and you got a problem, what they give you to make you feel better may temporarily work or may remove it. And I don't want to knock Western medicine, because Western medicine has saved lives, and it's fantastic. Western medicine serves a purpose beyond any means, but I'm talking like big pharma, you know, and what they're, you know, kind of the options that Western medicine has, and that's to push the medications. Like, we, you know, that's where we've gone with Western medicine, and that's, but there's petroleum and all that stuff. So his products are back decades ago, what used to work, what's designed to remove those plastics and petroleum-based products that are accumulating in our body. So pretty incredible dude, super smart, super...
he basically was or stating how, like, if your body, disease really can't live in an alkaline state, or in a, I'm sorry, acidic state.
Right.
So a lot of the tonic that we drink puts your body in an alkaline
highly
level.
Alkaline, yep.
So I'm so annoyed that I'm coughing. I'm so fucking annoyed. Sorry, you guys. I just put a cough drop in. Hopefully this helps. But I was drinking wine with Sean, and we weren't like drunk by no means, or like even remotely tipsy. But he said that if you drink this tonic or whatever, it instantly sobers you up.
Right.
And
it's like a
filter. So after that shot, Sean and I were like, well, so much for our fucking one glass of wine that we had. But anyways, I'm very thankful. I feel like I'm going to get a shit ton of emails, you guys. I don't know if I'm going to have to start like getting this shit shipped to my house or something and then like handing it. I don't know what we're going to do, but I am super, super thankful. Now, listen, I will tell you not to leave the restroom for the first couple
of
days.
Or be near one. Or be very near one.
I meant don't leave. Don't be without one is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Don't be without a toilet, okay?
Well, you might end up camping on one for a while too, but
yeah,
don't
but
go
it's,
far
it's,
from one.
I mean, so the friend that Shekinah brought here was telling me how he had like worms in his poop the first day after the tonic. He said this stuff is liquid gold. You guys, I cannot tell you what it smells or tastes like. It's the worst thing. I just chase it with a juice box.
Because
I would take my medicine with Juicy Juice juice boxes for 20 plus years.
And it's not the texture or the consistency. The consistency is water. It's the smell and the taste. It is bizarre.
Moving on, you guys.
Where are we headed to, baby?
We're headed to Vegas, bitches! My favorite place on the fucking planet! We are doing an appearance. It's a private party. Otherwise, I would tell you guys all about it.
I know. So unfortunate.
But it's a private party, so invite only for a new casino that's opening up there. I just am so excited about it.
Yeah. The new casino, though, is Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun.
And it is at Virgin Hotel,
so
Las
I think they
Vegas.
Merged. Mohegan Sun is a casino in Connecticut that I used to go to, and I did an appearance there last year. And so it's just really ironic that when I get asked to attend a Mohegan Sun event or an appearance or whatever, they want to bring me in for an appearance, it's always like so flattering that it still blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, somebody wants you at an appearance and from your own home state. So anyways, you guys.
I think their doors open, though, for customers Friday.
Yep. Yeah, Friday.
So Friday. So if you're in Vegas or you're heading there this weekend.
You guys can check out virginhotelslv.com to find out how incredible this new property is. I'm super, super excited about it. Anyways, stay with us for this week's bonus Safe Space with Kim and Corey, where we'll tackle a toxic work environment and difficult people. When is enough enough and more? Want to ask Corey and I for advice? Email us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com, or you can text or leave us a voicemail at 323-213-8100, and we may just feature your question on our weekly Safe Space bonus segment. We love hearing you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back here next week on House of Kim.
Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly at pioneerpodcasting.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.